All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Good morning. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Ira and Miriam Grossman in commemoration of Ira's father's yard site, the first yard site. Seventh yard site of Ira's father, Melech ben Yisrael. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah. Thank you, Zan. A special thank you to Sayyid for coordinating all of the sponsorships. But I'll say also just two programming announcements. Number one, there's going to be a Meretz Hashem, a Shul Simchas Beis HaShaweva tonight, beginning at 7:30. It's going to be beautiful music and singing and Divrei Torah. Today is also Rabbi Nachman's yard site. Second day of Chol HaMoed, Chai Elul. So Meretz Hashem, we're going to get them. I'm sorry? Yes, of course. It'll also be selling ice cream. So, you know, we'll double dip in Meretz Hashem. So we're going to learn some of the Rebbe's Torah tonight, and there's going to be some very beautiful singing, good refreshments. That's 7:30 p.m. tonight. Also, we'll say on Hoshana Rabbah morning, we're going to be having, in addition to all of the regularly scheduled minyanim, there'll be a special, what we're calling a His Orus minyan, in Meretz Hashem, that is going to sing more and take advantage of the power of Hoshana Rabbah, and especially the fact that Hoshana Rabbah is falling out on a Sunday. It's a very unique opportunity to take a very special day, which the Svarim bring down as the last day, really, when all of the Svarim are Nechtovin and Nechtomin, an opportunity for a little bit last tshuva. That'll begin in Meretz Hashem at 9:10 a.m. And Meretz Hashem, Maishi is going to be leading us in the Tfilos. And there is going to be a beautiful Seuda afterwards, sponsored by the Neuberger Mishpacha, that's going to take place here in this. Davening will be here, and Meretz Hashem, the Seuda in the Sukkah afterwards. That's going to be 9:10 a.m. on Sunday morning. There'll be a regular, I believe the first minyan is starting at 6:30 a.m. There'll be a regular 9 o'clock minyan as well. But it'll be beautiful. 9 o'clock is in the main shul. 9 o'clock is in the main. I'll send out. This is just really Rosh Hashanah here. Not to get into the weeds. I'm going to send out all the information on the WhatsApp, but I figured I have an attentive audience, so I'll take advantage. Right, Rabbi Moshe, let's begin. Today's daf, Mem Ches 48. A beautiful daf ahead of us today. 48. We are picking up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis 47b, second to last line on the daf. Tan Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kevasim Al Arba Chalos. We'll say still, who ever thought that there was so much to speak about when it came to the Karbanos of Shavuos. Little did we know that there is a lot to speak about. So it says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kevasim Al Arba Chalos. Remember again, under normal circumstances, the halacha is that when it comes to the Kivsi Atzeres, you shecht two lambs, two kvasim, with two loaves. Two loaves. In this case, what am I doing? I'm shechting two lambs with four loaves. So, of course, the shayla is, what do I do, or what is the status of the extra two loaves? What's the halacha? Moshech shtein mehen umanifan. So I go ahead and I remove two of them, umanifan, and I do tenufan two of them, which means I will say two of the four are used for the sacrificial process of Shavuos, top of Memches, and the other two are redeemed. Now we'll discuss exactly what that means. In other words, the other two, remember, because only two are necessary for the carbon of Shavuos, two are used for the carbon of Shavuos, the other two are redeemed. So the rabbi said this in front of Rav Chista, Hadulo Kirebi. Now, boss, remember again, yesterday we spoke about the fundamental machlokis, at which point in time does carbonic identity become concretized? So the Gemara says, this apparently does not follow the view of Rebbe. Why not? Di'ikarebi, Kevan Amar Shchita Mekatsha. Rebbe is one of us who says that it's the Shchita of the carbon that ultimately concretizes sacrificial identity, which means that it's a time of the Shchita, that what? That then would solidify the carbonic identity of the loaves as well. So watch this. Di'ikarebi, Kevan the Shchita Mekatsha. Because ultimately, again, if this would reflect the view of Rebbe, Rebbe holds that Shechita concretizes and solidifies karbanic identity. Deparik luhu hecha. Where exactly are you redeeming these additional two loaves? I deparik le ma'avroi. If you want to say you're redeeming them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that won't work. Kevan dechsiv lifnei Hashem, if saluhu biyotze. We'll say the problem is if you're redeeming them outside, then the moment you take them outside, what happens? They become pasul, the psul of yotze. Why? Because remember again, according to Rebbe, there's a quasi-sanctification that's devolved upon all of these loaves in the time of Shechita. If you take it out, it becomes pasul yotze. Igavoy, and if you want to say ultimately you're redeeming it inside, that's not going to work either. Hama'ayil chunun azara. We'll say the problem then is if you redeem it inside, then it turns out that what? If you're going to deconsecrate two of the loaves inside the Beis HaMikdash, then it turns out that you're bringing chulin, unconsecrated items, into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to which the Gemara says, Amru Rav Chista li olam ki Rebbe. No, the truth is it could work like Rebbe as well, and I'll tell you how. Uparak luhu gavoy. In reality, you're going ahead and redeeming the extra loaves inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why isn't it chulin la'azara? Very simple. The chulin memela kahavir. I will say, there's a prohibition to bring chulin into the azara. In this case, am I bringing chulin into the azara? No. What I did is, I brought in items that were ultimately all going to be used for sacrificial purposes. It turns out only two of the four are necessary. So therefore, two of the four are being deconsecrated inside. Chulin memela kahavir means it becomes chulin inside the azara, but that's not the prohibition. The prohibition is to bring chulin into the azara. So in this case, where I'm deconsecrating two of the loaves, ultimately, again, I don't run into the problem of chulin ba'azara. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, v'hatanya kishu podon ein podin ela b'chutz. One second. So Avinu says Rav Ashi, but we learned in another braisa that in this case where you have four loaves and you only need two, that you should redeem it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ha vadai Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Both say this was certainly reflective of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Remember, what does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold? When is carbonic identity solidified and concretized? When? Zrika. So Rabbi says, so again, if you hold that it's Zrika that is the defining aspect of the carbon, then in this case, where what? Where you have two sheep, which is the right amount of sheep, four loaves, which means I have two extra loaves. So I have a very simple chap. What am I going to do? Take two loaves, even if it's after Shechita, take two loaves out. Because it was like, and remember, the identity of the carbon has not been solidified before Zrika. To which the Gemara says, so that, and the Brisa seems to indicate you should do that. The Brisa says, redeem it or put me pod it outside. That would seem to reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Because also according to Rabbi, di Rabbi ha if sulubiyotze. Because according to Rabbi, once you shecht the karbanos in this case, so to take any of the loaves outside would invalidate them with the psul of yotze. Amrli Rav Acha bari Rav Rav Ashi lema tehevet yof the Rabbi Yochanan meha di itmar meha. So we'll say, so says the Gemara. So it says, Rav Acha bari Rav Rav Ashi. So we should refute the position of Rabbi Yochanan from the following. The Itmar, Toda, Sheshachta, Al Shmonim Chalos. So we'll say, now watch this. So now, switching gears for just a moment. Now, we're asking Akasha on the case of Kivse Atzeres, of the Shavuos offering, from the case of Toda. In this case of Toda, I shechted the carbon Toda on 80 loaves. Then I both say, that is twice as many loaves as you need. Carbon Toda comes with 40 loaves. In this case over here, you shechted it with 80 loaves. So both say, now the shaila is, what's the status of the loaves? So watch this. Chizkia Amar, Kitshu Arboy, Mitok Shmonim. Chizkia says, okay, 40 out of the 80 loaves have become consecrated, and the other 40 are unnecessary and therefore unconsecrated. Yet, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo kitshu arba mitok shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nothing's consecrated. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. The Divrei HaMasechta Rashi is, Lo kitshu la klal. It's about three quarters of the way down in the short lines in Rashi. Lo kitshu la klal. So remember, Rabbi Yochanan's position of Osai seems to be actually quite intuitive, which is, if you bring the wrong carbon, then essentially, so no consecration, no level of consecration devolves upon the items you're bringing. So if you're bringing a carbon toda with 80 loaves, then lemaisa, again, that's not a carbon toda. Doesn't mean the animal segment may be correct, but your loaf segment is flawed. If your loaf segment is flawed, then what? Then the kedusha doesn't devolve upon the loaves at all. Look at Rashi, lo kitshu la klal. So the kasher Rabosai for our purposes is what? V'hochanami amai kitshu shtei chalos itoch arba. Now, Rabosai, remember, so Rabbi Yochanan's position is that if you bring, now this, we're talking bread over here. So if you bring the wrong number of loaves, essentially the Kiddusha does not devolve upon the loaf segment. If that's the case, then the same halacha should apply by what? By the Kivsiat Seres. So we'll say in a case where you brought two sheep, which is the right number of sheep, and four loaves. Remember again, Kivsiat Seres, so we'll say is made up, what's the carbon? Two sheep, two loaves. You brought two sheep and four loaves. What should be the halacha in Rabbi Yochanan? What should be the halacha? None of the loaves become consecrated. Yet Rabbi say, if you notice again, that's not the discussion. In the Braisa we discussed, everyone seems to agree that what? If you bring two sheep and four loaves, what happens? What happens? Two of the loaves are consecrated, and the only shaila is what? How you deconsecrate the other two loaves. Are you deconsecrating them inside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash? But everyone seems to agree that two of the four are consecrated and two are not. How does that stem with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's shita seems to be that when you bring the wrong number of loaves, then guess what? The loaf part totally doesn't work. Whatever you're going to do to work it out, you work it out. But there's no such thing as consecrating part if you can't consecrate the whole. To which the Gemara says, "V'lav mi itmar alo." But did we not say regarding that case by Toda, Amar Rabbi Zera, Hakol modim hecha do amar likatshu arba mitoch shmonim dikatsha. So we'll say there's a very important qualifier in that case. Rabbi Zera says that in that case of Toda, if you were to say, if you were to make the statement, let 40 of the 80 loaves become consecrated, then it would work. So if you were to make a statement, let 40 of the 80 loaves become consecrated, it would work ultimately again by carbon Toda. Hachanami damar likatshu tarti mitoch arba. So Rabbi say you'd have to see over here that at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, the case by the Kivsiat Seres is where he's bringing four loaves, but he's making an explicit statement that I only want to consecrate two of the four. So then you could get into the mechanics ultimately again of how you're deconsecrating two out of the four. So we'll say, so essentially what comes out over here is as follows. What the Gemara is suggesting is originally the way we read this case is that halacha l'maisa, I'm bringing two kivsiat seres or kivsiat seres accompanied by four loaves. So okay, two will be kivsiat seres, the other two will be deconsecrated. The shaila just is, am I deconsecrating them inside the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Beis HaMikdash? Now that the Gemara introduces the view of Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, if you bring too many loaves for any accompaniment, karban, so again, the consecration doesn't devolve upon the loaves. Unless, of course, what? You explicitly say that you only have in mind to consecrate some segment of the loaf population, right? So again, in the carbon toda, I'm bringing 80 loaves, but I have in mind to only consecrate 40 loaves. Okay, then we can get into the mechanics, what you're consecrating it, how you're consecrating, how you're deconsecrating the other part. So you'd have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing would apply in the Kivsiat Seres case. He's bringing two sheep, he's bringing four loaves, and he makes an explicit statement that I only have in mind to consecrate two out of the four loaves. Okay, then we could discuss which loaves, we could discuss how to deconsecrate the remaining loaves, but at least the carbonic consecration will devolve upon at least two of those loaves. Tani Rabbi Chanina, Tirsa, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So what's Rabbi Chanina and Tirsa? Rashi points out Tirsa's Shem Makam, the name of a place. Rabbi Chanina from Tirsa taught before Rabbi Yochanan. Shachat arba kvas ma beis chalos. We'll say this is the reverse case. In this case, what am I doing over here? Four sheep, two loaves. So right number of loaves, wrong number of sheep. Four sheep, two loaves. So the what's the halacha, Rabbi Yochanan? So Moshech shnayim mehem. So we'll say you go out and you take two of them, two of the sheep. The zarak daman shalolushman. Rabbi Yochanan, this is actually amazing. So what do? So you go out and you shech them. And Yeshechtem Shalolishman. Shalolishman. Now, what does it mean, Shalolishman? You're going to Shechtem for Lashem Shlomim. Shalolishman means, I'm not Shechting them Lashem Kivsiat Seres. Two of them I'm going to take, I'm going to Shechtem Lashem Shlomim. Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, the order here is very important. This only works if you Shecht the first two Lashem Shlomim. Then you could Shecht the remaining two for Kivsiat Seres. Shim iya to omer kach, because if you do not follow this order, Rashi says there, Shim iya to omer kain, lizrok es shalo lishma tchila, ela es lishmo tchila, if you were to offer up the kivsiat seres first, Then Abbas, we have a problem. You will end up ultimately again causing the last two to be lost. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Based on what we said in yesterday's daf, remember we said this in yesterday's daf. There's no such thing as something that was kasher lishma, then became kasher shalol lishma, that could be offered up shalol lishma. In other words, once you are fit for a particular purpose and you become invalidated for that particular purpose, there is no such thing then that you could be offered up for a different purpose. So in this case of Rabosu, you have four animals brought as kifsei atzeres. So the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if you offer up the first two as shlamim, then that works perfectly fine, right? Then you could offer up the remaining two ultimately again for shlamim. But halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Osei, if you offer up the first two for kivsei atzeres, at a point where all of them were fit for kivsei atzeres, you offer up two as kivsei atzeres, which means you set aside the remaining two as being unfit for kivsei atzeres, you can't now go ahead and offer them up for shlama. So we'll say it's a very logical idea. Once you're fit for something, for a designated purpose, and you're then rendered unfit for that purpose, you can't then be offered up for something else. So now we'll say, again, this is really actually amazing. So I have four sheep that were brought for kivsei atzeres. What's the problem? I only need two. By the time I only need two, I can only bring two. So now, I don't want to lose out. Obviously, I have to use all these animals now. So the Gemara gives very simple etza. Offer up the first two for shlamim, and then the second two for kivsei atzeres. Because if you reverse the order, and you offer up the first two for kivsei atzeres, then the remaining two become disqualified for anything. Why? Because the remaining two at some point in time were fit for kivsei atzeres, then were set aside as not usable for kivsei atzeres. You can't then go ahead and now use them for shlamim. Good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, v'chi omer lo v'od, Moshe Shneimim v'zarek v'dam v'shlo v'shmon, shima ta omer kach, hefsad ta asachorim. I'm not Rabbi Yochanan, v'chi omer lo v'odam, amod v'chatei b'shil shetiska. So also listen to this. So Rabbi Yochanan said, do we say to a person, get up and do something wrong? Literally, get up and sin, so that you can benefit from it. Rabbi said, now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Amod chatei, it's the last two short lines of Rashi. Shelo lishman chotehu de'as l'shanas v'zvachim. Rabbi said, now understand. See, the concept of taking an animal, which was technically designated as a particular karban, and then what? Repurposing and redesignating it is prohibited. Is technically prohibited. So what we just suggested is not glatt, right? What we just suggested is not exactly wonderful. It's the best we can do in the given circumstances, but the Gemara's finding, Rabbi Yochanan's finding it very problematic. So what you're telling me, Rabbi Osei, is I bring four kivsei atzeres. I bring four sheep. I get to the base of Mikdash. They say shkayach, but you only need two. So now what am I going to do? I'm going to take two of them and actively go ahead and offer them up a shlamim. Rabbi Osei, when I actively offer them up a shlamim, in a karbanic sense, in the karbanic cosmic sense, what am I doing, Rabbi Osei? I'm taking two animals that were really fit for kivsei atzeres. And what am I doing? I'm actively repurposing them. Rabbi Osei, that's kind of asur. It's kind of asur. In other words, again, the Gemara is saying, okay, do it because less breira, there's no other choice. Because if I go ahead and I offer up two as kivsei atzeres first, then the other two, I'm really left with no options. So what I'm doing over here is I'm doing something that really is usher. I'm taking two animals which were designated as kivsei atzeres. I'm actively repurposing them as shlamim so that I could offer up the remaining two as kivsei atzeres. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand. V'chi omer lo la'adam, amod v'chatei b'shel shetiske. Do we say to a person, get up and actively do something wrong so that you could benefit from your wrongdoing, which Rabbi Yochanan is effectively what's happening over here. Right? Chazal is telling me, get up, offer up the first two kivasim as shlamim, which is wrong, in order that what? That you could offer up the remaining two as kivsei atzeres. So Rabbi Yochanan, understand, the Gemara is now asking, Rabbi Yochanan is challenging do we actually tell people to do this? Do we actually tell people to do something which is halachically wrong? You're going ahead and you're offering up karbano shelo lishman. Again, we're actively telling you to do this, that you have the ability to utilize all four of the animals. Do we say this? So the Gemara says, listen to this. Every chatos shenis arvu be'every olar. Both say, now listen to this case. I have limbs of a chatos that got mixed up with the limbs of an olah. Now, here's the issue. Here's the issue, right? So the limbs of the olah go on the mizbeach. The limbs of the chatos do not. So Rabbi says, now here's the issue. So what do I do? What do I do with the mixture now, the limb mixture? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitnu Lamalo, Baroa Ami Es Baser Chatos Lamala Kilu Eitzim. So Rabbi says, yeah, put the whole thing on the mizbeach. Put the whole thing on the mizbeach. Aye, what about the limbs of the chatos mixed in there? You'll view that as firewood. It's just firewood. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Chum say, no. Tuber tsurasan, no. You can't put anything on the mizbeach. Rather, both say tuber tsurasan literally means let its appearance change. So both say is the way, which means ultimately what? Which means let it sit overnight. Let it sit overnight. It becomes possible with what psul or both say? What psul? Lina. Let it become possible, lina. V'yetzla beisas reifa. And you'll go ahead and you'll burn it all the next day. So both say, you see, you'll be the chum, say you can't put it on the mizbeach. Let it sit overnight. You'll burn it the next day. Amai. Why don't say chum? Why do you say that? Lema amod v'chate b'shosha tiske. So Bosai, so the Gemara says, I don't understand. Based on what we just said, what did we say? What did we say, Bosai? That you could effectively do something wrong if there's a greater benefit that's served. Bosai, you know what it's like? It's like lahav, it's like an avir lishma. Now, don't try this at home, right? But I'm saying there is a concept of avera lishma, right? There's a concept that sometimes you have to do something that's wrong to serve some type of greater purpose. We have like dramatic examples of this. Esther Hamalka, Ya'al Akeni, right? We have examples of this, of avera lishma. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that what you suggested by Kivsiat Seres is effectively an avera lishma, actively repurposed to karbanos. So that's what? That you could offer up the kvasim. So why don't you say over here also, when all the limbs get mixed in together, offer it up, because they offering up the limbs of the chatas, you will effectively, what? See, we'll say, here's the chat. When the limbs of the chatas get mixed in together with the limbs of the olah, you have two options. What are the two options? Option number one is like the chacham say, let it sit overnight, psul of lina, and burn it all in the beis hashefa outside the beis hamidash tomorrow, which effectively means you end up burning nothing on the mizbeach. Option number two, Rabbi says, what? Put it all on the mizbeach. Now, the advantage of putting it all on the mizbeach is what? Is what? Right? Okay, I'm doing something wrong with the limbs of the chatos, but at least, I'm burning the limbs of the olah. So what? So based on what you told me to do by the kivsei atzeres, so I could say, Amod v'chate b'shel shetiske. Sometimes you do something a little wrong, so that at least there's some type of positive benefit. So put the whole limb mixture on the mizbeach, and as much as I'm transgressing by the limbs of the chatos, I'm at least going ahead and what? Benefiting by the limbs of the olah. And I will say, now what I do want to point out is, understand, you see, before this Gemara, we would have said, of course, you never do something like that. Why? Why? Because there's another halachic principle. What's the halachic principle? Shevi al tasa adif. That sometimes inaction is preferable to actively transgressing. The problem, Rabosai, is that halacha lemaisa, the Gemara just told us to do otherwise. By the kifsi atzeres, the Gemara is introducing a new paradigm where the Chazal are telling me to actively do something wrong in an effort to produce some type of net positive benefit. If that's the case, put all the limbs on the mizbeach so that I could benefit. To which the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, listen to this. So the Gemara says, you're right. To tell you that you should transgress and do something wrong, a little wrong, like a shtick wrong, right? So to tell you should do something a little bit wrong by a chatas, so that you'll benefit the chatas, we would say, But Amor vechate bechatos b'shoshetiske ba'ola lo armina. So we'll say it's actually very interesting. Even when Chazal tell you, and we'll say this, by the way, there's a lot of hashkafa in this also. So when Chazal tell you amod vechate b'shoshetiske, that's when what? We'll tell you to sin a little bit in item A, so that you benefit in item A. But to tell you to sin a little bit by item A, to benefit item B, that we won't do. So to tell you to burn the limbs of a chatos, which is aser, so that you'll benefit in an ola, that we won't do. If you told me to burn the limbs of a chatos so that I could benefit from the chatos, okay. But to tell me to go ahead and sin a little bit with A so that I could benefit from B, that I won't do. Which Rabbos say, now that going back to Kivsech Atzeres, that makes sense. I have four kvasim. So to tell me to go ahead and do something a little bit wrong with two of them so that I can benefit from the rest of the group, okay, that I hear, that makes sense. So I will say, but to go ahead and tell me to go ahead and burn the limbs of the chata so I can benefit from the limbs of the ola, that doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, 1 second, is that true? Ubechada milsa mi amar. So I will say, is that true now? You're telling me that within one thing. So we go ahead and we say, see, if it's all in one matter, we'll let you sin a little bit so that you can benefit from the other items. Is that true? So the answer of Tanya, here we go. Kivtzei Atzeres, Sheshachton Shalol Dushman. We'll say back to Kivtzei Atzeres. You have a group of Kivtzei Atzeres. Sheshachton Shalol Dushman, which also means I shachted it not for the right purpose. O Sheshachton Bein Lifnei Zmanon, Bein La'achar Zmanon. But Rabbi says, you know, some people, they're always early or they're always late. Right? So Mamish, I brought my karbanos a little bit too early, I brought them a little bit too late, right? So we'll say, the ideal become denominator is, my kivtzei atzeres are not good. What's talach, I will say? Hadam yizrak, so you should go ahead, you do zrika on the dam. So Rashi says, hadam yizrak, the first wild line, and Rashi, shalol d'shman. So let's remember again, kivtzei atzeres essentially brought at the wrong time, or shechted shalol d'shman become what? Become shlamim, so throw the dam shalom v'shman, right? Again, shalom v'shman, as shlamim, hadam yizrak, v'habasar yochal, and the meat can be eaten. Now the meat is eaten just as a stam, a shlamim. Now watch this, Rabosai. V'im haisa Shabbos, but if it turns out that it was Shabbos, right, then what happens? We'll go look at Rashi for just a moment. V'im haisa Shabbos, Rashi says, Ashalo d'shman kai, v'atzeres v'shabes hi, lo yizrok t'cheben de'itchi mikarban tzibor, sulo d'achi Shabbos. So we'll say, now again, remember, if it was Shavuos on Shabbos, then and it was brought as kivtzei atzeres, I would bring it on Shabbos. The issue over here is that now it was brought shalo d'shman. If it's shalo d'shman, then what? Then it's no longer a karban tzibor. If it's no longer a karban tzibor, then you shouldn't do the zrika on Shabbos. So what happens? V'mayis Shabbos lo yizrok. V'im zarak, but if you did end up doing the zrika on Shabbos, then what? Hortza lahakdir imurin la'erev. Then Rabbi say you are permitted to go ahead. Then the zrika works to allow you to burn the leftover parts of the karban on Matzei Shabbos. You obviously can't do it on Shabbos itself, but you can burn it on Matzei Shabbos. Va'amai, I don't understand. Lema amod chatei b'shol shetiske. Rabbi say we should say that if you ended up doing this on Shabbos, you remember again, the Gemara says if you ended up offering up the kivtzei atzer shalol lishman on Shabbos, what's talocha? You shouldn't do zrika. But if you did Zerika, it works, and you could burn the remaining parts of the carbon on Matzei Shabbos. I don't understand. If I ended up accidentally shechting it on Shabbos, what should be the lachar bosai? I should be able to do Zerika lechatchila. Lechatchila. Why? Because after all, that would be a manifestation of Amod Chatei B'Shabbos, Kedei She'ezke, I'm sorry, Amod Chatei B'Shol Shetiske. Because also it's telling me to actively do something wrong, i.e. the Zerika on Shabbos, in order that I could benefit. What's the benefit? The benefit will be that I could burn the leftover parts of the carbon after Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, no. Amod chatei b'Shabbos kedei shetiske b'Shabbos aminon. Rabbi said, to tell you to do something a little bit wrong on Shabbos, so that you can benefit on Shabbos, we would say, Amod chatei b'Shabbos kedei shetiske b'chol lo aminon. Rabbi said, to do something a little bit wrong on Shabbos, i.e. this week, so that you can benefit during the week, right? Matzei Shabbos, burning the parts, burning the emurim, that we don't say. So Rabbi said, so what you begin to see is as follows, that this concept of Amod v'chatei b'shil shetiske, get up and do something a little bit wrong so that you can benefit, only works when what? When A, the benefit is immediate, And B, the benefit is within the same karbanic context. But to tell you to do something a little bit wrong, to benefit B, that we won't do. To tell you to do something a little bit wrong now, so that you can benefit Matzei Shabbos, that we won't do. Ubitarti midi lo amar. So what's listen to? Is that true? That we don't say chatei amod chatei bishil shatiske. That we only say that amod chatei in A shatiske be'e, but we don't say amod chatei in A shatiske be'b. Is that true? The Gemara says, after all, v'hatnan. Here, what's actually a very interesting case. Chavishal truma shenishpura begat al yona. Let's listen to this case. I have a vat or a barrel. I should say not a vat, a barrel of truma wine. Let's call it wine. And I will say, just that barrel is arranged above, okay, and that barrel breaks. So right below that, ubetachtona chulin tmein. Let's say below that barrel of truma is a pool of chulin tmein. I will say, is there anything wrong with chulin tmein? Impure chulin. Anything wrong with it? No. Or if you're a Kohen, it can mess you up a little bit in your ability to go and eat other pure items. But if I'm a regular Yisrael, I could eat chulin tamei. It's not a problem with that. The problem is, if my truma wine flows into the chulin tamein, then what? Then I will say, we're done on every front. Because the problem then is, that becomes truma tamei. Once truma wine gets mixed in with chulin tamein, it becomes truma tamei. Once it's truma tamei, then what? There is no remedy for that mixture. There's nothing to do with it. It just has to be. There's nothing to do with it. So we'll say, so watch this case. In this case, I have a barrel of truma wine that broke, and it's going to flow into the chulin tamein. It's going to be fun. So we'll say, remember again, if that happens, there's a double loss. What's the double loss? I lose the truma, and now what? The chulin also becomes now unusable as well. Because remember, I want to be clear. Chulin tamein sounds bad, but if you are regular Yisrael, it's fine, right? I'm sorry? It's delicious, right? It's fantastic, right? And by the way, your Kohanic friends can't touch it. It's even you get it all for yourself. I mean, they can't touch it. We'll say, but again, I want like chulin tamein sounds like you're saying it's prohibited. It's not prohibited. The problem is once the truma gets mixed into it, we're done. So now watch this case. So chavishal truma shenishbra begata al yona ubetachtona chulin tamein. So what do I do? Samodri Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, shimicholin lahatzilam and a revius petari yatzil. So we'll say everyone agrees that what? That Allah said if you could save a revius of the truma, you should try to save the revius of the truma, even though what? Even though you're going to end up losing out on all of your chulin. Ve'im lav. But I will say, if you can't go, I look at Rashi just a moment. Modi Rabbi Elazar Bishua, Afagav, last Rashi on the daf, Afagav, Dechayish, Rabbi Yoshua, the Kaman, Behef, Sid Chulin, Moduhu, Shim Yochol, Lachser, Achar, Klitar, the Kabal, Ba, Filu, Revius, Yatzio, the Afapi, Shebenkahu, Benkah, Tipola, Chumala, Sochachun, Vilecha, Koli, Ibud, Lefisha, Chumatme, Inla, Takana. So also listen to this. So everyone agrees, if there's the possibility of saving some amount of Truma, even a revius, run and get a tar kli, save that revius of truma, and at least you've saved the revius of truma. Even though, what have you lost? What have you lost? Everything else. Okay. However, v'im lav. We'll say, what happens if you can't? Or if you can't? Now, why can't I? We'll say, let's say for argument's sake, the only thing I have in my possession is a kli that is tame. So therefore, I don't have the ability to save. I could catch truma as it's coming down, but when that truma is coming down, it falls into that kli, it becomes tummy as well. So what do I do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Amadeus, Tereid v'titam v'atitam biyad. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what? If your only option is to catch the truma in a tummy kli, then you just have to let gravity take its course and let everything become tummy. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because the act of catching the truma in a tamei kli is effectively what? Actively rendering the truma tamei. That you can't do. Right? Even though you're going to save the chulin. Right? The Rebbe said that you can't do. So therefore, again, if all I have in my possession is a kli, and the Rebbe said, let's say it's a big kli, so I can mamish catch all of the wine, all of the truma in that. So remember again, see, Rebbe said, see, the truma is gone regardless. But what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, if the choice is between the truma being rendered unfit memela, through gravity, versus me actively catching it in a tamei kli, let gravity do its work, and I should not be metame it biyad. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Af yitamena biyad. Wow. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. What, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, af yitamena biyad, amo chatei betruma, kadesha tiska b'chulin. Rabbi Yeshua says, what's Rabbi Yeshua's logic? This is actually a fascinating case. What's Rabbi Yeshua's logic? Rabbi Yeshua's going to say, listen, the truma is gone regardless. Right? The truma is gone regardless. Because let's get it, Rabbi Yosei. Manav shach. If I do nothing, then what? Then what? It goes into the chulin tmein. And therefore what? It becomes tamei. So Rabbi Yosei, so at least let me save the chulin. Alright, again. So in Rabbi Yoshua's world, am I doing something wrong by catching the truma in the tamei kli? Am I doing something wrong? Yes. Yes. But it's a little wrong that has a greater benefit. Right? The little wrong is, I guess you could say I'm actively being metame the truma by catching it in a kli. I'm buying the kli tame. I'm the one who's bringing the kli tame. I'm catching the truma. So yes, I'm actively doing something wrong. But what? But what? At least I'm saving the chulin. So we'll say, what is this a case of? This is amod v'chate v'shil shetiske. But interestingly enough, this is amod v'chate with one item. Kedei shetiske with what? Something else. So you see over here that apparently, at least according to Rabbi Yoshua, you can say amod v'chate b'e b'shil shetiske b'bi. I really should say aleph and beis, I guess. It's going to be like this. To which the Gemara says, no, no, no. Shiny hasan, that's not a good example, and I'll tell you why. Dila tuma ka azla. I will say, and you were thinking this entire time, this is not really a good example. Why? Because I will say, this truma is gone regardless. Right? The truma is done for. Right? The truma is done for regardless. So because the truma is done for regardless, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is, instead of losing two items, if you can lose one item, that's better. But this is not really considered a case of amod v'chate. The act of catching the truma in a tamei kli is not really called actively defiling truma. Why? Because that truma is pretty much gone regardless. Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak Tani. So let's listen to this. So Rabbi Yitzchak came along. And also, I just want to point out this discussion of Amod Vechate Bishil Shatiske. If you think about it, it's really like a riveting discussion. Are you allowed to commit one smaller infraction in order to go ahead and create some type of net positive benefit? Really interesting. Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak Tani. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak came along? He said as follows. Tani. So let's listen to this. When Rabbi Yitzchak came along, he actually taught that by kivsi atzeres, if they are shechted shelo kimitzvasan, Rabbi says shelo kimitzvasan means shelo lishman. Shelo lishman. That's what Rashi says there. Shelo lishman. Then what's the halacha? Psulin. Rabbi said they are pasul. Utu uber tsurasan. You let them sit over. Rabbi says, so you remember, tu uber tsurasan means we let their form change. Which is a nice way of saying we let them sit out overnight. They become pasul alts lina. The yotzla beis asreifa. The next day we take them outside of the beis hamikdash to be burned. Amram nachram. So we'll listen to this. So what's interesting over here is this is a machlokas, right? See over here. We just said before that kivsi atzeres sheshachtan shalokim etzasim. So what do you do with them? What do you do with them? You essentially offer up as a shlamim. You offer up a shlamim. Apparently, the Yitzchok says no. Kivsi atzeres that are offered up shelo l'shon, Rabbi Yosei, what happens? Pasul, mamish pasul. In other words, you let it sit overnight and you burn. Rabbi Yosei, by the way, understand, Beis HaSreifa is where? Beis HaSreifa is outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where you take karbanos that cannot go up on the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Nachman, mar dimakish lehu lechatos tani psulin. Rabbi Yosei, so apparently the Gemara is suggesting that everything depends on what you compare kivsi atzeres to. So apparently, again, apparently Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yitzchak, excuse me, compared kivsi atzeres to chatos. Therefore, he said what? Psulin. Look at Rashi. Tani psulin ki chatos. Disnan kolas vacham shenizbuchu shelo v'shmon k'sherin chutz mi pesach v'chatos. Uleidach lishna medami lohu l'chatos sha'avra shnasa de psulin. So let's listen to this. So apparently what we're going to get into now is a discussion as to what kivsi atzeres are compared to. So apparently Rabbi Yitzchak compares it to a chatos. Just as a chatos, the Rebbe said, this goes back to our first Mishnah, Maseches Zvachim, right? That a chatos, ultimately, that is offered up shalom l'shma, is possible. If you compare kivsei ataras to a chatos, then if it's offered up shalom l'shma, it'll be possible. Tana de Bei Levi, so Tana de Bei Levi, de gamer shami chova, mishami nedava. But in the Bei Levi, who learned out that what? That we learned out shami chova, from shami nedava, tani ksherin. Ultimately, again, I will say, so there is another school of thought that learns out Shamei Chova, which I will say will be Kivsei Atzeres fall in the category of Shamei Chova, will be learned out from Shamei Nedava. Therefore, they will say, if it's offered up Shelo Lishma, I will say, what's Talacha? It's still kosher. Now, again, remember, when we say kosher, kosher means it's fit to be offered. Lav Dafka, that it satisfies the obligation, but it's fit to be offered. Look at Rashi. Shamei Chova and Shamei Nedava. The Ksherin Shelo Lishma, the Bechlal Kol HaZvachim Hein. Let's go on. The Tani Levi, because Levi taught Ushar Shami Nazir Sheshachdan Shelo Kimitzvasan. If you have Shami Nazir, we're switching gears a little bit. Shami Nazir that were shechted Shelo Kimitzvasan, which Shabbos means they were shechted just not in accordance with the particular details of their halachas. Sherin below Alu Lebailim. Ultimately, again, they're kosher, meaning they could be offered up on the mizbeach, but they do not satisfy the obligation of the owner. L'shem Chova. They could be eaten for a day and a night. But ultimately, again, they do not require the normal accompaniments of the carbon of a nazir, which ultimately, again, are the loaves of bread as well as the zroah. So, we'll say what you begin to see over here is a fundamental machlokes as to who do we or to what do we compare Shalmei Chova. Are Shalmei Chova ultimately, again, compared to Shalmei Nedama, or are they compared to Chatos? The Nafkamina Rabosai is what? And we're going to see what the root of this is. The Nafkamina Rabosai is what? If the Shalmei Chova are offered up Shalom Lishman. If they're offered up Shalom Lishman, if you compare it to Shalmei Nedama, then what? Kosher, but doesn't satisfy the owner's obligation. If it's compared to Chatos, then if it's offered up Shalom Lishma, possible. And then what will you do with it? Apparently let it sit overnight. Tubert Surasan, the Yetzula Beis HaSreifa. Meis, the Gemara is the Kasha. Asham ben Shana, behevi ben Shtayim. I will say, if you have an Asham that was supposed to be brought from an animal that was 1 year old, and instead you brought a 2 year old animal, or ben Shtayim, behevi ben Shana, or you had an Asham that was supposed to be brought from a 2 year old animal, and you brought it from a 1 year old animal, what's the halacha? Psulin. Well, say the carbon is puzzle. V'tu'ubert tzurasan, and you have to let it sit overnight. Lina v'yitzula beis hasreif, and you take it out the next morning to be burned. Aval olas nazir, v'olas yoledes, v'olas mitzora. But Rabbi said, in the case of the olav nazir, olav yoledes, olav mitzora, sheyu b'nei shtei shanim, that were supposed to be brought, that were brought ultimately again from a 2 year old animal. V'shachtan, even though you're brought from a 1 year old animal. V'shachtan, and you shechted it. Ksherin. It's still kosher. Klal shadar. We'll say, here we go. What's the klal? Kol hakosher ba'olas nedava, kosher ba'olas chova. We'll say, whatever technically speaking would have been kosher as an olas nedava will also be fit as an olas chova. V'chol ha'pasol b'chatos, and even that would be possible, say, brought as a chatos, pasol ba'asham, is also pasol if what? If brought as an asham. Chutz Mishalo Lishmo, with one exception, I will say, which is if it is brought Shalo Lishmo. We'll say what that means is Shalo Lishmo will be puzzled by a chatos, but is still kosher by a shlamin. Tana, so the Gemara says, Tana de Bei Levi. This Tana will say, obviously reflects the view of the Bei Levi. Tashma, the Tani Levi, Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzora, Sheshachdan Shalom Lishman. But see, if you have an Asham of a Nazir v'Asham Mitzora, they are Sheshachdan Shalom Lishman, Ksherim. It works. We'll say, exactly what we just said before. Remember, we'll say, even though, again, normally, Chatos and Asham have the same type of halachos, the one dramatic difference between them is a carbon that is offered up Shalom Lishman. By a Chatos, Chatas that was offered up Shalom Lishma will be pasul, and Asham that was offered up Shalom Lishma will be kosher. So the Gemara says, so the Tani Levi, Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzorah, Sheshachdan Shalom Lishma and Ksherin, they will be kosher, even if it's up Shalom Lishma. However, V'lo Alu Lebailim L'Shum Chobo. Both say the one caveat is what? It doesn't satisfy the owner's obligation. So the Gemara says, Shachdan L'Chosar Zman Bebailim. And I will say, if the carbon was shechted ultimately, pechushus mamabayim, I will say, means that right carbon, right type of carbon, right type of person, but too early for the person in question. Oshahayu b'nei shtei shanim v'shachtan, or I will say, for example, it was supposed to be a one-year-old animal, but you were a two-year-old animal. What's the halacha v'shachtan? Psulin. Ultimately, I will say, mechusr zman will be possible. Then Isa, but if what you just said before is true, ligmar mishlamim, why don't we learn that from shlamim? And I will say, by shlamim, the halacha is that what? That even if the animal was brought wrong age, it could still work. It's just what? Meaning it's a kosher carbon. It just does not satisfy the owner's obligation. To which the Gemara says, no. The way it works is, shlamim mishlamim gamar, asham mishlamim lo gamar. I will say, one type of shlamim can be learned out from another type of shlamim, but asham cannot be learned out from shlamim. Vi'i gamar shlamim mishlamim. Ligmar nami asham me asham. Well, okay. So now what you're going to tell me is if you can learn out shlamim, any one case of shlamim from another case of shlamim, so then we shall learn out ultimately again one case of asham from another case of asham. If that's the case, asham nazir v'asham mitzora me asham gzelos v'asham meilos. But say if that's the case, then I shall learn out what? Then I shall learn out asham nazir and asham mitzora from asham gzelos and asham meilos. Oh, asham gzelos v'asham meilos. Me asham nazir v'asham mitzora. So we'll say, so again, but yet we know the halachos by these different asham offerings are different. I'll tell you why. I want to say, but Ashi, here we go. Danin davar shalo behechshero, mi davar shalo behechshero, ve'in danin davar shalo behechshero, mi davar shebechshero. Look at Rashi just a moment. Rashi says, "Donin davar shalo bechshero kigon shami nedava shabo shalo bechsheron kigon shalo lishman o katan behevi gadol vein donin davar shalo bechshero kigon asham nazir ben shtei shanim mi davar shebechsheron me asham gzelos ben shtei shanim shar shevka." So we'll say, so in other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows: we can learn out the halachos of something that is brought shalo bechsheron with irregularities from other cases of irregularities. But you can't learn out a case of carbonic irregularities from a totally normative carbon. That's the general halacha. So what we're doing over here is, it is true that you can learn out carbonic details from within the same carbonic family, but only from other like carbonos. So you can learn out irregularities from irregularities and normative halachos from normative halachos, but you can't learn out irregularities from normative halachos or vice versa. Velo, is that true? V'hatanya, minayin liyotzei shim alo lo yered. Rabbi say, watch this. So now what you're telling me is, you can't learn out in irregular case, or you can't learn out really in irregular case, you can't learn out the halachos of an invalid carbon from what? From what? From the halachos of a kosher carbon. Which Rabbi say, okay, I hear that. Meaning I can learn out the halachos, or I can learn out details of one irregularity from another case of irregularities within the same carbonic family. So I can learn out, for example, asham irregularities from an asham gzelos, from the irregularities from the asham irregularities by an asham nazir. I could do that. I can't learn out the irregularities of asham from a kosher case of asham. So Gemara says, is that true? After all, about the following case, minayin, here we go, liyotze, we're supposed to be, actually had this before, minayin liyotze, shim alalo yered. We'll say, how do I know about the following case? If you have a carbon, we'll say, which was taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that is called the psul of yotze. I have a carbon that was taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and then what? And then what? And then brought back in, and inadvertently placed on the Mizbeach. We'll say, what's the halacha with such a carbon? What's the halacha with such a carbon? You leave it. You don't have to take it down. So, Rosh, again, I want to be clear. The halacha is, once a carbon is taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it can no longer be brought back in, and certainly can't be put on the Mizbeach. And the case in question over here is, the carbon was taken out, inadvertently brought back in, and inadvertently placed on the Mizbeach. And yet, what's the halacha? The halacha is, once it's placed on the Mizbeach, leave it alone. Leave it alone. So watch this. Minayin liyotze shim alalo yered. How do I know about what? About a karban. Once it was taken out, that halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and leave it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Shahari yotze kasher bebama. Because the Rebbe say, ultimately again, because there's the concept that Yotei is Karshava, which means also Rebbe say, that you, that there's a concept of a carbon that is even outside being offered up on the Mizbech. What's the example of a carbon offered outside, or that's brought outside being offered up on the Mizbech? Bama. Bosei Bama is a case of a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the animal is fit to be offered up even if it was outside. So Bosei, see what's happening over here? Because there's a concept of Bama, which says that an animal, a carbon, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash is kosher, so we learn out from there that even though it was taken outside, if it was brought back in and put on the Mizbeach, it's still going to be okay. Bosei, what is this an example of? This is an example of learning something that is invalid from something that is valid. Offering up a karban on a bama at the time when bamas are permitted is a permitted practice. What I'm learning out is, since a karban that's outside under certain circumstances is permitted, what do I learn from there? That even if a karban from the Beis HaMikdash was taken outside, subsequently brought back in, placed on the mizbeach, that what? That I can leave it there. So you just say you can't do that. You just said that you can't learn something invalid from something that is valid. Yet that's exactly what we're doing over here. To which the Gemara says, "Top of Nem Pesam and Aleph, Tana Azos Toras Haola Riba Samachle." To which the Gemara says, the truth is, we're not really learning it out from there. We actually learn out that concept from the pasuk of Zos Toras Haola. Bosei Zos Toras Haola teaches me what? Look at Rashi. Tab Rashi Nem Pesam and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tana Azos Toras Haola Kai. Torah achas lechola olim shim alu lo yerdu b'meseches nida perak yotei dofen. So let's listen to this. V'ha dinakad bama asmachta v'simna ba'alma. They both say, Twitch the Gemara says, you're right. We do not learn out the halacha of yotzei, that once a carbon is taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash and accidentally brought back in and put on the Mizbeach, that you leave it. You don't have to take it off. You let it put on the Mizbeach. We actually don't learn that out from the comparison to bama. Where do we learn that out from? Zos Toras Ha'ola. What does Zos Toras Ha'ola Rosai teach us? Once it's Ola Ala Mizbeach, then what? Then what? It doesn't come down. That's where we learn the halacha from. The fact that we compare it to bama, that's a side limud, not the primary limud. We learn out from the pasuk. Therefore, Rabbi say what? We are actually not learning out something invalid from something valid, and therefore the Gemara's principle is still intact. So we'll stop over here. Pick up the test and develop tomorrow. Shkoyach.